and welcome to the Stories That Unite Us, the podcast series that deepens cross-cultural understanding. I am Helene Wemple, and today I'll be talking with Charlotte from Rye, New Hampshire, on the topic of education. Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me today. I'd love to talk about your school a little bit. Can you tell me about the high school you attend?
Yeah, of course. So there's around 1,100 kids, and there's maybe four towns that feed into our school, so we kind of have people from all over our community.
And how big is it?
The school, I would say it's a pretty medium size. There are definitely bigger schools in the area, but there are also much smaller ones.
Okay. Do you know how many students attend?
I think it's 1,100.
Oh, wow. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Great. And what are some of your favorite subjects?
I really enjoy English and history generally, but some of my favorite courses that I've gotten to take at the school are art and architecture of empires and journalism. I also really enjoyed.
Interesting. What's architectures of empires all about?
So you kind of look at different empires, Ottoman Empire, Byzantine Empire, a lot of them, and you kind of just look at the architecture and the way that those tie together, and you can kind of see the repeating patterns in the architecture as well as the art.
Interesting. And what are some of required classes that you've had to take?
We have to take GPS, which is Global Perspective Studies, that you take freshman year. And then there's certain classes that you just need to graduate. Like we require a full credit of gym and a half credit of something in the arts, as well as we have like science criteria, math criteria, English criteria that you all have to meet.
Great. Can you tell me a little bit about what a typical day is, what time school starts, how long your classes are, and what time you end?
Yeah, so normally I get here around 8:20, and we have to be in class by 8:30, or else we're marked tardy. But some teachers are a little more lenient than that with that than others. And I have my first block class, which is AP US History. And we do a lot of different things in that class. And then afterwards, I have Spanish, which I really enjoy. And then after that, I have pre-calculus, which is kind of interesting right now because the teacher's on paternity leave, so we have a permanent sub, which makes it a little more interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I go to lunch, and I actually don't eat lunch in the cafeteria or library, which is where a lot of people at the school eat, because I don't like how busy and loud it gets. So instead, I eat in one of my teacher's classrooms.
Oh, wow. So the whole school eats lunch at the same time?
Yes, the entire school. Which is part of the reason that the cafeteria gets so busy.
Yeah. And are people allowed to leave campus for lunch?
So it depends on the time of year, really. But once you're a junior or senior, you have the availability for what's called off campus. And so for that, you can leave for lunch and also flex, which is at the end of the day, which is kind of like a study period where you can go into your teacher's classrooms and get help with homework or just work on whatever you need to work on.
Great. So what time does school start and end?
It starts at 8:30 and it gets out at 3:15. And every class is 80 minutes long. And one thing that's different about our school that a lot of schools in the community have is that we only have four classes a day that are much longer, whereas some other ones have like 6 to 8 classes.
Okay, thank you. Also, let's talk a little bit about the uniform or the dress code. Do you have to wear a uniform to school?
We do not have to wear a uniform. I don't think many schools in the area do, minus some of the private schools. And we do have a dress code, but I only know of like two teachers who actually enforce it. And I think if they started enforcing it more widely, there would be a lot of pushback from the students, because there's definitely like, they want to be able to express themselves. And I definitely align with that idea of like, you should, especially in high school, like let people choose what they want to wear, because it's like a way of expressing how you feel. And like, personally, I really like just like putting on outfits that I think are cute every day, because it makes me feel more confident. And then when I feel confident, I think I do better in school.
Excellent. Thank you. Let's talk about the workload a little bit. Do you have a lot of homework?
I do, especially right now it's junior year, so I'm kind of like preparing for college. So like I was talking about my classes before, I have some APs and some dual enrollments, which are, you still get college credits through the local college. So it's very similar to an AP class, but without the AP test. And so since a lot of, and my other classes are honors, so I have extra work than I think most students do, but it's still doable.
About how much time do you think you spend on homework each day?
It really does depend on the day, and I personally tend to front load my work, so at the beginning of the week, I try and get stuff done, especially because I also have a job and I work during the week, so if I know that I'm working, I'll try and do my homework in advance so that I'm not stressed out because I have to work until like 9 p.m. and don't have time to do it.
Smart.
Thank you.
Excellent. And do you think there's a lot of pressure on students at your school or a lot of anxiety?
I definitely do, actually. And I don't think that's entirely due to the school's, like, it's not entirely the school's fault. I think a lot of schools are like that, at least, like, from my knowledge. But even one of the things, I used to be in Wellness Club, which is, like, advocating for mental health in the school. And one of the things that we brought up is that if you take a single day off, whether it's, like, to go on vacation or because you're, like, deathly ill, it's so difficult to catch up. Like, everything just piles on and on and on. And then when you get back, you have all this work you didn't do, plus all the work that's still coming in, and it just snowballs, and it makes you more stressed. And I think that's a big source of anxiety for people, especially if they're already out for mental health reasons. It just makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah, I can see that. What is your favorite part of school?
I really enjoy, I think in a lot of my classes, there's still opportunities to like talk with my friends and like work with them. And it's really fun to like bounce ideas around with other people and brainstorm. And like anytime I have a friend who doesn't understand things, I try and like explain it to them in a simple way that like helps them understand. And my friends do the same thing for me. And so you can kind of help each other both like academically and socially.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing, Charlotte.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a good day.